Hello everyone, welcome back to Being a Psychic Medium. I'm your host Sherry Lee, and this is episode 22. Now, I'm doing this episode based on an experience that I had last night when I stayed at a hotel. Now, strange things usually happen to me when I stay at hotels, and I had this very interesting conversation with a group of individuals who I recognized as being ones that I've seen multiple times throughout my life, but I didn't really know who they were. And it just brought to light for me what some of the prevailing mentalities are out there in this world. You know, it's all about, you know, the Matrix and programming and contracts. So basically, I was told by these people, and there was at least one man, one woman, but there was more. They all kind of chimed in at different times. What they were trying to tell me is that the Earth, this living, breathing planet that's alive in every way, is a simulation. And I've heard that theory from other people before. And they were trying to tell me that everyone living on Earth has signed a contract like 3 million years ago. And this is the experience that they're having because of the contract that they signed, and everyone falls under this contract. And if people start to wake up, then they have to do things to get you back in line. And I've talked about this before, about how when you start to wake up, how they do things to get you back in line, up to and including trying to kill you, which I was told was not really going to happen. They were just trying to threaten me. Because they said it usually works with some people, where if you threaten to kill them, they jump back in line because they're too afraid. But it didn't work with me. Nothing that they've done has worked with me. So they were actually trying to proposition me, because nothing they've done to get me back in line has worked. And they know it's not going to work. And they don't like me out there telling people that they need to free themselves from these contracts, from these mindsets. It doesn't work for them because these people are trying to have an experience that they signed up for, which is a load of crap, right? Now, maybe their people signed contracts to have an experience, but I highly doubt everyone else on the planet did that. And if I signed a contract 3 million years ago, show me the contract. And it better be my handwriting. And a side note to that, I couldn't get my Wi-Fi to work at the hotel. Now, this is a big, fancy hotel chain. It's a Marriott hotel. My Wi-Fi didn't work all night. I barely had hot water. So you're telling me that you guys are masters of the universe, but you can't get my fucking Wi-Fi to work. I'm not really believing that. Now, maybe you've got your own people under control, under contract, but I didn't sign a contract, and I doubt that most of us did. But this is the story that they like to tell, that it's being done for people's own good so they can have this experience and then just move on with their life. And I'm like, I don't really think so, because the Earth is not a simulation. The Earth is a living, breathing thing. And then when I looked at a squirrel running across the parking lot, I'm like, well, what about animals? And they couldn't really answer that. And then someone chimed in and said, well, all the animals on the planet were put here for people to use. And I'm like, nope. That's the wrong answer. They weren't put here for us to use. They are living beings, just like trees and everything in nature. The planet's alive. That's the kind of mentality that ruins this planet, that pollutes this planet, that destroys this planet. I don't know if you call that the cabal, the Illuminati. I don't know what you call it, reptilians, Alpha Draconians. I don't really know. They didn't really come out and say who they were. But I think this is related to the whole idea of the machine dreams that I've had, where it looks like serpentine black machines. So they basically like to have people living in this mindset that keeps them so preoccupied that they can just basically milk us for our energy to power their, you know, godless machines, right? And I'm having this conversation with them and I'm like, so what are you saying? Well, they can't control me. Nothing that they do works. And I've been exercising my unique ability to not only free myself, but to free other people from this bullshit. They don't like that. And there's someone in my family that is directly related to these people who I think is one of them. And they don't like what I'm doing to free myself from her influence. But I'm not going to stop because I see that it's working. But anyway, they were propositioning me to like work for them. Like, what do you want? If you just keep doing what you're doing, but keep letting people think that things are just the way they are and there's nothing they can do about it. And they were basically trying to tell me that mystical stuff and supernatural stuff is all just bullshit designed to preoccupy people. And like readings and tarot and like white magics and things that people do that are positive. And even the negative stuff. They said it's just a load of crap to keep people preoccupied. Just to keep them in the simulation. Just to keep them worried about demons and this and that and the end of the world and all this stuff. And I'm like, so you want me to basically lie to people for money? Well, but you want me to believe that you guys are masters of the universe, but you can't fix my fucking Wi-Fi. I'm having a little trouble believing what you're saying. Right? It's like, okay, so this would explain why I get attitude from certain people, why this certain person in my family, yeah, it's my sister-in-law, she always seems to know, want to know where I'm going, what I'm doing, and she works it through my mother. And my mother was doing that again today when I got home. And it's like she flips in and out of these personalities, which I can see very clearly. And then it's like, why does it bother you that I'm fighting back against her? She must be one of you. But I'm not one of you. I'm not whatever the hell you guys are. Because the Earth is not a simulation. The Earth is a beautiful, living, breathing thing that you guys are destroying. Because this is the way you think. You think that everything was put on this planet for you to rape and pillage and murder and destroy. All for the almighty dollar. This conversation went on for a while. And then I took a bath, got something to eat, and then I started saying to them, so I think they thought that they had successfully propositioned me. And then I said, so you guys are big dick masters of the universe, but you can't get my Wi-Fi to work. and it still didn't work in the morning. So, yeah, I think I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because it's obviously working. Because this is the biggest response that I've gotten from these people that I've always known are there. But they just sit there and they watch you and they wait and they follow you and they monitor you. This is part of the monitoring spirits thing as well. I didn't sign any contract. If I did, sure as hell you can present it to me, but they never do. And you ever notice how much more difficult it is to live in this world? Whenever people start waking up too much, things change in the world. Things like, look at how much more expensive it is to live these days after COVID. That was done on purpose. Because people are getting too wise to what's going on and they can't have that. They need every one of us to power their godless machines, to line their pockets with money. Now, they might have their own people under contract, and that's up to them. I'm not one of their people. I'm not under your contract. I belong to a very specific group of people that these fuckers are terrified of. And they're just proving to me that I'm absolutely right in the way I think. And the more dumb things they do and dumb things they say, the more I'm going to push back. This is the first time any of them have ever propositioned me to just work for them. I'm sorry. And what's that going to look like? Are you going to pay me money? Am I going to win the lottery? What's that going to look like? You guys don't like me. So, it's just another lie. I didn't just fall off the turnip truck, you know. I've been waking up for 5 years. Very clearly, you people don't like me. And people like me. So I think I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, you know, because it's delightful. It's delightful to watch them squirm. It's delightful to see their heads spin. It's delightful. On that note, please like, subscribe, and share. Well, I guess you can't because this isn't YouTube. I was thinking of YouTube at the time. But please tell people about this channel. Let's say that. And I think that's all I've got to say on this cloudy Saturday. Bye for now.